Okay, we're here with Brooke Hogan.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, hi. This week is kind of your coming out party as you introduce yourself publicly to the country music fan base with CMA Fest in town. Tell us about your new project and your transition to the country world.
I always tell everybody I am the queen of transitions because when I was like 12 or 13, I was with this guy, Lou Pearlman, down in Orlando, who managed the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and everything. And we actually had a country pop album that we were about to release. And he ended up going to jail for the biggest money laundering case in the history of the state of Florida.
Wow.
So no album there. So trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life, I get swept up into the pop scene. Then that takes me into the R&B scene, which took me into the hip-hop scene. And I successfully crossed over. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah.
I had Paul Wall, the Houston, Texas rapper, vouch for me and sing alongside of me and or rap alongside of me in a video. So I think people kind of bought it. But, you know, we filmed a show for a really long time. And I was like, man, I just miss being normal. So I packed my stuff up. I moved to Nashville and just dove into the songwriter's den and kind of got too comfortable being normal, so people are like, you know, you have to put a song out sooner or later. So that's now why I'm here.
Okay, what drew you to country music?
My mom used to listen to Loretta Lynn and Tammy Faye Baker and Dixie Chicks and, man, you name it. Stevie Nicks. Let me see, my dad listened to Willie Nelson. They also listened to AC/DC and Teddy Pendergrass and Earth, Wind & Fire, too. So, but we always had a good mixture in the house, and I always took to country because I liked the stories.
Right.
I could always picture what they were talking about, and, man, it just, there's something about it. And I think I'm even more in love with it now because I've seen how the songwriting process goes down.
Right. Okay, as you mentioned, you've been in Nashville for a while now, working on this project. How's the feedback been from the industry? How have they embraced you?
I thought that this was going to be, like, a really tough crowd. And country has been the nicest community to me ever in the history of my singing career. I mean, I really feel like I'm being welcomed with open arms. It really is a direct reflection on just the mentality of country music and the community that is here.
Right. How would you best describe your style of music within the country music genre?
Let me see here. My style, I think, is a cross between, you know, like I'm from Clearwater, Florida, so I was a little bit of a beach bum. So I really like that ska. There you go. So I was a big Sublime fan. I loved No Doubt when they were doing the ska-inspired stuff. And then, you know, I loved Lynyrd Skynyrd and Fleetwood Mac. So I think it's a mixture of those. It's kind of like a newer Dixie Chicks Fly record with a little bit of surf punk pop in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, musically, what was the ultimate goal you hope to achieve?
Musically, I think it's to touch people with the songs and to create a brand that impacts people's lives in a positive way. You know, not just music, but with product lines or anything like that that can help younger people, inspire anybody. I think it's really a brand that I'm going after and a role model position.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've pretty much grown up in the public eye and music. And must have tons of amazing stories and experiences to talk about. What has been the number one biggest wow moment of your career?
Biggest wow moment of my career? I would say not even wow, but really sat with me was a little kid came up to me, not a little kid, I call them little kids now, because they're all little to me. Like a 17-year-old came up to me and said, you know, I was really thinking about committing suicide, and I listened to your record, and it was so uplifting that, you know, I'm really glad that you made that music because it really helped me. And some kids come up and they say it got me through my parents' divorce, or it helped me come out when I was gay, you know, I mean, whatever it is, but people have come up to me and told me different stories. And that really sits with you, and it really changed the way I thought about my writing, you know, that anybody could be listening to this, somebody's daughter to somebody's grandmother, and people that are going through hard times, you really have to make sure that the message that you're putting out there is positive and helps people.
Right.
So I think that was, I think, the wow moment, because I never really thought about it. It was always my passion and my love and what I wanted to do. But when you realize that it's serving a higher purpose, you really start to reflect on that.
Right. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
I love animals, and I love children. If I don't have kids now, I still act like a mom. I have butt wipes in my bag. I have a banana in there. If you need anything, I've got it. And animals, I have a huge passion for helping children and animals. So.
Okay. What are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Weaknesses, I think, would be I wish I had a Mariah Carey range. I tend to have somewhat of a lower voice. I think my strength is I don't think I'm very tone deaf. When I go into a studio, they don't have to put auto-tune on me, so that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
But, yeah, I think I've gotten better at accepting constructive criticism. But, you know, family gives you constructive criticism. Right. That just never goes over well. So right. I do better with it coming from a professional.
Right. Okay. What's your favorite charities to support?
Oh, I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Okay.
I do a lot of stuff with St. Jude, and I actually just did this Make-A-Wish charity a couple weeks ago called Waiting on Wishes, mm-hmm. where people buy tables to support the cause, and they have celebrities wait on them at the restaurant. Okay. Yeah, it's a really cool concept.
Yeah. Until they spill the food all over you.
Yeah.
You're not trained to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I actually waited tables a little bit. My parents were like, you're getting a real job. And seriously, my feet hurt so bad at the end of those days. I have respect for servers.
Yeah. All right, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make in the music business?
I would say prepare for a long, long road. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If it's a fast rise and a flash in the pan kind of thing, lucky you. Don't get off the horse. Don't take a break. Keep riding that same thing till the wheels fall off.
Right.
But I would say if you really believe in yourself and you really stick with it, mm-hmm. people will notice, but it will take time. That is the one thing I wish I could accept when people told me that.
Right.
But really, it's all about the journey. It's like, okay, so what happens when you're finally making it? All right, so you made it. Now what?
Yeah.
You know, the fun part is meeting the people, you know, seeing it start to climb,
right.
You know, writing the song, watching it go to radio, hearing it for the first time on radio. Those are the moments that you cherish.
Yeah. Okay, and last question, more of an open-ended, anything else you'd like our readers to know about you and your music? Just whatever you want.
Well,
where's yours?
Single is called Fly Away, and it's coming out in July.
Okay.
And I'm performing at the Hard Rock stage tomorrow, June 12th at noon.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. That's the debut of all the country stuff I've been doing.
Okay.
And more TV stuff and just getting back on that horse, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.